Timber is an important revenue stream for some areas, but from New York to Washington State, forest managers say timber thieves have been pretty active. Last year in Alabama, they stole more than $500,000 worth of trees. State Forester Linda Casey says landowners might have earmarked that money to pay off the mortgage or send their kids to college.
If they have timber stolen, they've just lost the only chance that they had to achieve whatever goal that they had designated to use this money for.
Foresters say reckless timber thieves also damage wildlife habitats. So states are cracking down. This month, Alabama will decide on tough new rules that would make it a misdemeanor to even step on private forest land without permission. For the Environment Report, I'm Tanya Ott.